Bahrain Center for Human Rights says a state-organized murder is taking place on the streets of the country. This comes after hundreds of heavily armed police officers, backed by tanks and helicopters, overran Manama's Pearl Square, opening fire on the protesters. The city's main Salmania hospital has also come under attack. Witnesses say Saudi forces have locked down the building, taking hostage everyone inside, including doctors and nurses. Meanwhile, doctors at Ibn al-Nafis Hospital say the army has raided the building and taken the body of a dead protester, as well as several of the wounded. In objection to Tuesday's violent crackdown, the health and housing ministers have resigned. So have 12 judges and 6 council members. This comes as an indefinite curfew is in place in central Manama. The youths, however, have called for more protests, defying an army ban on demonstrations. A human rights activist from Alabama says the Bahraini government's crackdown on anti-government protesters is a war against the people of Bahrain.
The Saudi forces, with the help of the Bahraini forces, are killing innocent people. The way they are attacking the people of Bahrain is just unbelievable. I never seen it in my country this way. And the silence that is coming, or the silence that we see from Western power, is unacceptable. I urge and I plead with any official that is hearing me today, that people of Bahrain, there is a war. There is a war on the people of Bahrain. And international help, especially there are 6,000 American soldiers. This is happening in front of the eye of the United States. It's not like they are outside the country. They are in Bahrain, and they are seeing the atrocities that take place. Women, elderly, children are being attacked. Gruesome pictures I'm receiving, and I'm sure the different media is receiving. The way they are treating the people of Bahrain is like they don't have any value, they're worth nothing. And the Bahrain TV and the Bahrain press is celebrating the killings of the people of Bahrain. Should not be acceptable by any fair-minded person that a whole nation is being violated and that no one is even speaking. This is not only against international law, it's against any conscience, any human being that even have a conscience.
Well, as the crackdown on Bahrain's anti-government demonstrators continues, protests have been held across the Middle East in support of the Bahraini people. In Saudi Arabia's eastern city of Qatif, protesters took to the streets to condemn the Saudi government's deployment of troops to Bahrain. Similar demonstrations were held in Lebanon, with hundreds in Beirut, voicing opposition against Saudi Arabia's involvement in the Persian Gulf country.